Hi, I'm Peter Hill, and welcome to all you folk out there in podcast land. This is a radio program style quiz, and I'll give you the question number, the question, then four options, some thinking music, then the answer and explanation. We'll start soon after a little bit of introduction music. Question 1.
In an electric circuit, which component can be considered a load?
A.
A switch.
B.
Batteries.
C.
A motor.
D.
Wires.
The answer is C.
A motor. Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows. Circuits are designed fundamentally, or their fundamental use, is to move energy from one location and have it exploited in a different form in another location. So there's maybe chemical energy converted to electrical energy, transported via wires to a load, where it's, say, may produce heat. So it's a way of moving energy over a distance. Now, this is done via wires, and there are sort of, I suppose, four common ways of thinking of circuits. You can think of it as the flow of electrons, and or the flow of current. That's two voltages. But the most insightful way is to think of electric field. Your current source or your source of energy produces an electric field, and that electric field is channeled to an electric field in your device. And for the electric field to be felt across your device, you need two poles or two plates to exert that electric field across the plates. So the answer to this question is that the load, which is the thing which deposits the energy that you have input into the system, it comes out via the load. So the load in this case is a motor, because that actually does something. The wires transport the electric field, or if you can say current, if it's alternating field current, it's electric field, which is the important thing. A switch is just a component to control, and the batteries are the source of an electric field.
So for the question,
in an electric circuit, which component can be considered a load?
The answer is
a motor.
Question 2.
In an electric circuit, which of the following components is described as a power source?
A.
Wires.
B.
A switch.
C.
A battery.
D.
A motor.
The answer is C.
A battery. Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows. An electric circuit is all about the precision control of power. Historically, we have developed machines to do it, but now we understand how to control electric field and transport it, the electric field, over large distances through wires. And to do that, we have to have power in the first place, and we call this a power source. So you have a power source and a load, which operate together with wires. And in this case, the power source is batteries.
So for the question,
in an electric circuit, which of the following components is described as a power source? The answer is a battery.
Question 3.
Which of the following actions will increase the current available in a circuit?
A.
Placing the batteries in parallel.
B.
Using longer wires.
C.
Placing the batteries in series.
D.
Increasing the load or resistance of the circuit.
The answer is A.
Placing the batteries in parallel. Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows. When we are first told about electric circuits, we are told about a battery, and we are told that it has a constant voltage and potentially can provide an infinite amount of current. Now, the constant voltage arises from the actual voltages of the chemical reactions which go inside the battery, and indeed it has a limit on the amount of current that it can produce. So a smaller battery has less chemicals and can produce less current at a certain rate. And so as we put more batteries in parallel, we can access the maximum current from each of these batteries. Now, this limitation is modeled by placing a small internal resistance inside the battery. When we're putting it in the circuit, we may put, say, a 2 or 3 ohm resistor actually inside the battery, which is actually inside where we measure the voltage from. But as the current goes across, the battery produces the same voltage, but its voltage and current is reduced and restricted by this internal current. So the answer to this question is by putting more batteries in parallel, that is, connecting several positive terminals and several negative terminals together, and then affixing that to the circuit. So for the question, which of the following actions will increase the current available in a circuit? The answer is placing the batteries in parallel.
Question 4.
How can you increase the voltage available in a circuit?
A.
Use a smaller load.
B.
Place the batteries in parallel.
C.
Place the batteries in series.
D.
Use longer wires.
The answer is C.
Place the batteries in series. Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows. Few people actually understand how a simple dry cell battery actually operates. Metal on the casing migrates in towards the paste of the battery, shedding electrons which go out the negative terminal. They go around the circuit and go to the positive terminal and recombine with hydrogen, producing hydrogen gas. Yes, your little batteries are producing hydrogen gas. So electrons come out of the battery and then leave into the room as hydrogen gas. So to increase the voltage, you can connect one battery onto another, increasing the voltage or driving force of the chemical reactions. So for the question, how can you increase the voltage available in a circuit? The answer is place the batteries in series . Question 5. Which of the following devices will operate differently when the polarity of the voltage and the direction of the current through the device is reversed?
A
heater.
B
a resistor.
C
a light bulb.
D
a motor.
The answer is D,
a motor. Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows. The common DC motor is found in many simple battery devices, such as little cars, little fans, wherever you have a DC battery, and you can have a DC motor. Now, surprisingly, to understand how these actually do work, you need a mixture of quantum mechanics to explain the magnetic field, and you need special relativity to explain the force which actually goes in the wire. The current in a wire in a magnetic field creates a force called the electromotive force, and that the direction of that force is determined by the direction of the field and the current. If you reverse the direction of the current, you reverse the direction of the force, and therefore eventually the sense of rotation of your little DC motor. So for the question, which of the following devices will operate differently when the polarity of the voltage and the direction of the current through the device is reversed? The answer is a motor.
Question 6.
Which device will operate only in one direction of current flow?
A
light emitting diode.
B
a resistor.
C
a motor.
D
a light bulb.
The answer is A
light emitting diode. Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows. The answer to this question is a light-emitting diode. The important aspect of this is the diode. Now, the diode is a device which only allows electricity to travel or current to travel through it in one direction for a certain polarity. And this is because a diode itself behaves like a resistor which is sensitive to the electric field. When the electric field is against the carriers, there is a region within the interface of the diode, the two semiconductors in the diode, which becomes depleted of carriers. The greater the electric field, the less carriers are in the layer as they are pulled out of the layer, so your actual resistance grows as the electric field grows, therefore stopping the current. In the reverse direction, the electric field pulls in carriers and makes it a good conductor. So for the question, which device will operate only in one direction of current flow? The answer is a light-emitting diode.
Question 7.
In a circuit driving a motor which starts from rest and accelerates up to high speed, what are the following effects observed?
A.
The voltage in the circuit oscillates.
B.
The current in the motor increases.
C.
The current in the motor decreases.
D.
The current in the circuit oscillates.
The answer is C.
The current in the motor decreases. Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows. The discovery of a mechanical device to produce voltage was an accidental one. In Germany, Siemens was producing trams, which had DC-powered electric motors. When this tram was disconnected and went down a hill, this drove the motor, creating electricity. This soon was transferred into a general commercial product, which is known as our electricity generators today, in a slightly different form. So when a motor speeds up, it actually operates in reverse as a electricity generator, forms a little battery inside itself, which opposes the battery applying to it. So the same voltages will appear across it, but the actual current will drop because the net voltage reaching the actual coils will be reduced, therefore limiting the current. This effect is known as back EMF. The current across the through the circuit will reduce, but the voltage across the actual motor will appear to be the same. But in fact, you're measuring the voltage of across the motor and the battery generated by the motor. So for the question, in a circuit driving a motor which starts from rest and accelerates up to high speed, what are the following effects observed? The answer is the current in the motor decreases.
Question 8.
When a simple DC battery, like a AA cell, operates, which of the following things actually happens?
A.
The battery cools as it absorbs energy from the environment.
B.
The material of the case gets heavier.
C.
Hydrogen gas evolves from the positive electrode.
D.
Electrons are stored in the paste of the battery.
The answer is C.
Hydrogen gas evolves from the positive electrode. Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows. The school experiment where you put some magnesium rubin into dilute hydrochloric acid and watch the hydrogen gas bubbles evolve as the magnesium slowly dissolves and turns into a white salt of magnesium chloride is very much important in understanding how a common dry cell battery works. The difference here is that we force the electrons not to go directly onto the hydrogen, but go through the circuit to reach the hydrogen. So the metal involved here is the metal of the casing. Now, the metal of the casing has excess electrons. In fact, any material which is metal, you can see the excess electrons because it's silvery. The silvery color is the color of those electrons. Now, the metal casing corrodes or dissolves into the paste. And to go into the paste, so the metal prefers to actually be inside the paste, it pushes off its electrons. The electrons then travel through the circle up circuit up to the top of the circuit into the central carbon rod. And in that carbon rod, those excess electrons then mix in with the paste and convert the acid generated, the H plus ions generated, into hydrogen gas, and hydrogen gas evolves. So it's an amazing thing that your little DC battery is there. As it produces energy, it actually produces hydrogen gas off the surface.
So for the question,
when a simple DC battery, like a AA cell, operates, which of the following things actually happens?
The answer is
hydrogen gas evolves from the positive electrode.
The quiz. We hope you enjoyed it. You're feeling a bit more confident and it added to your store of knowledge. Cheerio, see you next time.